You are listening to Better Off Dad, a podcast featuring three guys with 10 kids between them, stumbling their way through dad life. I'm Mike, an American voiceover guy trying to make these idiots sound professional. So here are your hosts, Shannon, Nathan, and James.
And welcome back to Better Off Dad. We're here again. We've got our little mate back. James, welcome back to back into the fold. How's the hand injury? Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm back now, mate. I actually needed a break from you two. I just had a gutful, like really just absolutely had a gutful. And I thought, how can I get out of this? I thought, you know what? I'll just cut two of my tendons and just for good measure, I'll just cut my ulnar nerve as well completely and then get surgery and that'll buy me a week. So, yeah, it wasn't ideal, Nathan. Definitely not.
Desperate stages, mate. We found a pretty good replacement last week in Kurt. And I know Mike's actually been messaging me during the week. He's a big fan of Kurt. So he was keen to keep him on as a permanent fixture, which I think is a little bit rough. Mike, he's got a pretty short memory of what you've contributed to the show so far. But, yeah, Kurt did a great job, mate. But it is nice to see you back, James, that's for sure.
Nah, that's good to be back. And after spending, I went in Monday night thinking I'd have a little quick operation and end up getting out Friday afternoon. So I spent the whole week in hospital getting bumped every day, fasting because I couldn't eat. So, and
when you say you got bumped every day, is that rhyming slang or is that you actually got bumped down the list? What about you, Shannon? How's your week been?
Yeah, I've had a good week. I've been very busy. We're just getting our house ready to sell, which has taken up most of my time. So
you have been busy.
Just doing some dodgy renovations. So that's kept me busy between renovating, doing my jobs, and working in with my work experience guy that I've got working for me. But
yeah, how's that going? Was he up on the roof?
No, he's a groundie. I leave him down there. My insurance doesn't cover work experience kids that get paid $50 a day. I've just sort of had him with me, charging him out at full whack. So I charge him out at $75 an hour and get him for the full 10 hours. He doesn't get penalties, pay him the $50 for the day. But he seems to like it.
Is that a James Dawson roofing model that you've worked on there, treating your employees?
Well, because we share a shed together, he keeps a lot of his strategies up on a whiteboard, and that was one of the ones I picked up on, and I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of that. So, yeah.
He's a winner.
I've had him working sad days for me as well, and that's not actually a joke, but anyway.
Any penalty rates for the young bloke there?
No, definitely not, no. No. Well, you don't have to. You can sort of abuse them a bit. They don't, because they're too scared to say anything, so...
Back to you, Dorse. Tell us a little bit more about your hospital experience, mate. I hear you had some pretty interesting inmates. How would you describe them?
One fella next to me, the nurse would come in and, as you do, they go through your blood pressure and all that. Have you got any allergies? And he just had this little ripper joke where he'd say, just my wife. Anyway, I thought, that's not bad. Yeah, it's all right.
We should get him anyway, on.
So night shift come along and then they have another nurse and she'd go through the same thing and he's pulled it out again. I thought, I suppose, yeah, anyway, like you've done it twice now. That's you got another one. I only got a smirk this time. But then, yeah, he got me the third time. He's done it again. And I thought, no, come on, mate. You can't pull it out a third time.
He's milking that,
he's pulled out the wife allergy again. It reminded me of an older version of Bakesy, and I was just sitting there thinking, wow.
Yeah. You'd be a bit of a legend.
Repeating jokes that aren't funny.
I'm surprised you actually had
that. Sad buddies, they're probably better than Shannon's, but anyway.
I'm surprised, James, that you didn't actually have your own room. Like, I'm surprised you didn't have.
Yeah, this is a good talking point, Shannon. Good talking point.
Well, what you go? Give us a rundown.
What's it going, mate? You're one of the wealthiest men in Wigan, and we love talking about this. You've gone through the public health system. We're a bit surprised, mate. What's going on there? Is this a tax dodge or something we need to know about?
And I was talking to Heidi and I was mentioning about the private health and she said, oh, no, James, we don't have private health. I said, what do you mean we don't have private health? Oh, once we had Elijah, we deleted it. I said, we? I'm pretty sure that being a roofer and still being in the game of, you know, I might actually hurt myself. Probably.
And the fact that you've probably broken more bones than Evel Knievel in the last 10 years.
But it's lucky it was done at home.
Shattered and embarrassed.
I think it's pretty fair to say you would have been the wealthiest person in that hospital room.
You could have bought the ward. Why didn't you just buy the ward?
Hi, it's Mike here from Better Off Dad. Next time you want to catch up with friends for a few drinks in a prime location, head to Buttons Brewing in Ulverston. Buttons Brewing is a family-owned brewery producing small-batch beers for the people of Tasmania's Northwest. Not only do they do tasty beers, but they serve them at their own bar and restaurant, along with burgers, pizzas, live music, and laughter every weekend.
Any other stories in the hospital doors?
There was one for that fella telling them prostitute stories, but I just don't know how to deliver it, to be honest, Nathan.
That sounds...
She's got me interested.
had the old fella... I don't know, he must have thought he was a... Back in the day, he must have been a bit of a ladies' man, and he was talking about... He's talking about the World War II and the Germans, and he was talking about some country anyway that, you know, back in the day they were basically a brothel and they'd have a house with the red light on, and there was a couple of houses there, one with the younger Sheila there and one with a bit older one. Anyway, they'd apparently you'd pay your $2, and he's telling this young nurse, which I'm sitting there thinking, mate, what are you doing? Like, pull your head in. Like, she's thinking. Anyway, she just kept listening. She was into it. And, he's mentioning how, back in the day, blokes would line up all the way to the end of the street paying $2 to get a fix. But apparently one of the – because the younger bird, she was obviously a bit better looking. She had a bit more of a lineup. So she thought in her wisdom she would up the price of $3. And, just listening to this story, I was thinking, what are you doing? And then 10 minutes, like, wouldn't it have been half an hour later – the bed, and so the same nurse had to clean him up. So
I don't reckon she was overly impressed with that. I don't know.
That's where you. That's at that time you're sending Heidi a message saying, "Thanks, Heidi."
Well, fellas, we finally took the plunge and caught up on the weekend. The only time I've seen you guys in the last probably month or so has been looking at your ugly mugs on this screen at the moment while we record our podcast. But we finally made the effort and caught up at lunch at Bruce's Cafe in Wynyard.
Guys, I must have missed
Sunday.
That
ended up being a good day.
It did. It did. We walked out of there with a major sponsor, I believe, or a sponsor of sorts.
We walked out pretty even, didn't we? We put a bit of money over that. Over that bar and had a few drinks and quite a lot of food and whatnot. And yeah, well, you're right. We ended up, Dane and the gang joined up as major sponsors of our podcast, which we're eternally grateful for. So thank you to Bruce's Cafe.
I think just kids everywhere. Then you're out the back from there, there was like a park. But right at the back there was a window that I could stand up on a chair and yell it into the kitchen at. And I think it might have been some of the abuse I was yelling at Dane that made him part ways with that amount of money to become a sponsor, you know. Give us some money, you tight ass. Things like that may have just got us over the line, I reckon.
It certainly might have helped. It was definitely money to go away and kick it out.
But it's a great spot to go with the kids, and you can sort of sit out the back and watch the kids, you know, they're playing around out the park and we can have a little bit of downtime and have a bit of a chat and catch up and whatever. But great spot.
Probably a good one for when the travel starts happening again. If you're coming down this way, come to Wynyard and go to Bruce's, because let's be honest, if you're a local from up here, you'd be lying if you said you haven't been to Bruce's. The thing that you do regularly is you scrape your food off onto the ground and then Dane will come and pick it up off the ground for you. So just if you're there,
And they still smash plates there? Yeah, they do. It was a good catch-up, and it was a busy day too, because let's be honest, how many kids did we have there? We nearly had the full tribe there, apart from my two older ones. We had...
Nearly had the whole tribe.
Seven kids there.
Just one missing for me.
And they're all getting around now. So our youngest ones, like my youngest, your youngest, are about the same age, within a month of each other, and they're up charging around. So my twin boys had your little daughter... bailed up into a corner there at one point, and
I did say to you if they were 16, that wouldn't have happened.
As I said,
I would have had to intervene.
And I said to you, they'd be across at the beach, I reckon.
What a horrible thought! But it was nice. It was good to see the kids run around having a good time there, and they didn't want to leave.
Hey, Nathan, how'd you go? And so after that, we left. It was the first time you've been to Shannon's house. pretty
much. It was the first time I've been invited.
That's not right. I've been there 2 years.
Yeah.
First time I've been invited to Shannon's house. So we were very honoured. Very honoured. We were actually quite surprised, but they've done a good job. It's all ready to sell. It's not for me, but it's all ready. They've done a good job. They've got on the market coming up. And kind of like, you know what I said about Bruce's when we were finishing up our drink and they were coming around sweeping the floor. Jen was doing that, so we kind of knew it was time to go.
Yeah. What was it? Screaming from over at the beach?
Sitting out there just looking over at the poor souls swimming at Doctor's Rocks thinking,
So people that don't know, Doctor's Rocks is a fairly treacherous body of water. It's quite a steep drop off. The sand drops right off and there's a bit of an undertow. And what I like to do, this is before COVID when there's lots of tourists around, was put a put a spud bag over the sign saying no swimming, and I'd just sit up on my deck. for hours and laugh. Oh. People bloody screaming, and yeah, it was terrible. But
good times.
Back before COVID.
Good times. This is great.
What's that?
Hopefully, there's no listeners here thinking about buying a house, mate. Probably not a great investment.
I mean, it's actually quite fun. To be honest, I've had Luca over there swimming. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but you're a terrible parent.
I dosed him up with Finnergan and pushed him out into the sea.
Mate, swim out and get the spud bag.
This is Dad Hacks.
All right, so here we are at Dad Hacks. Here we go. Because I'll tell you what, James, there's a little bit of pressure here because we had Kurt Gidley on last week and his Dad Hack was very, very good. It was clearly the best one. We were driving in the car. It was on our way when we went to Bruce's last weekend. And I said to Saif, have a listen to the podcast. She hadn't listened to it. And I've almost got to twist her arm into listening to it. But she was listening to it driving down and Kurt did his Dad Hack. She said, oh, that's actually a really good Dad Hack. It's the first time that you guys have actually done a
bullshit.
Decent one.
The and cheese thought,
well,
one.
She's right. Well, yeah, no, yeah, no, well, that, no, she was right. She was definitely right. But anyway, good Dad Hack. So a bit of pressure back onto you guys to come up with something tonight.
How are you tracking, so, James? Have you got one ready to go or you want me to go?
No, or do we need to ring Kurt? Oh, okay, awesome. Over to you, mate.
Yeah, so I got a real good one, actually. If you just really need a break of, you know, changing nappies, doing all the chores around the house and actually doing things.
I like these ones.
So what you do is you wake up Monday morning, you go to work and you cut your finger. You cut your tendons and you cut your ulnar nerve and then you have surgery. Like, you just don't have to do anything, mate. Like, she does everything. Like,
perfect.
It's been awesome. So it's a great hack. Or cut, or whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I highly recommend it.
And you get heaps of pharmaceuticals with it as well.
Yeah, heaps of Endone. And it's awesome. And then you get out of doing episodes with you. So it's great.
Mate, you've thought this one through. That is commitment too. That is commitment to a dad hack. What about you, Shannon? Yeah. Anything?
I have got a good one, but I say that every week. Now, we did this a couple of nights ago. We were just talking about horror and treachery and I think it's got something to do with what happens over the road with people dying at sea all the time. And we said to Luke, what would you do if mum or dad had an accident and we'd fallen on the ground or we'd hit our head or something? How would you know how to
take your wallet?
Take your wallet.
And then I said, how would you help dad? And he said, I'd have to ring 000. So they've done a little bit of stuff at school about 000. So basically, we did a bit of a practice on the phone about how to get 000 up and actually call the number and then where to alert them to. So we taught him about our address and where he lives.
Mate, that's actually, I'm quite impressed with that.
I knew it was a good one. So we did a bit of a trial run, but then, we accidentally hit the green button and it started ringing. And you know when your phone freezes up sometimes? And then suddenly they're saying fire, accident, or emergency, fire, or ambulance, or police. And we're saying, and I'm swearing at it, saying, sorry, mate. And then Luke is yelling at me because when I swear, he tells me,
there's an answer swearing, mate. Jesus.
Oh, it was hectic. It was that hectic.
You panicked.
Anyway, when the ambulance turned up, we just had to tell him it was a false alarm.
Oh, I've got a bit of a dad hack tonight. I don't have too many dad hacks. Nah, I was only thinking about this morning. Turning everything into a race.
Yeah.
He's working really well in our house at the moment. So our little three-year-old Miller, everything's got to be a race. So if we're trying to get her out of the bath and little sister's out and we're trying to get them both dressed in their pajamas to get back upstairs or whatever, it's a race. So quick, oh, she's going to beat you, she's going to beat you. And she races out, she runs out and she gets her pajamas on that quick and gets upstairs and then I can drink. So it works really well.
Brilliant. I'm surprised you're not drinking already at that point. But
So racing, just turning everything to a race.
I'm pretty happy with all three.
Come on, you're going to get beaten. So yeah, not too bad.
They'll make it. They might make it, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, it works.
Do they listen there?
Come on, quick. Let's get this roof on. Yep. good stuff. You beat the last time.
Get the stopwatch out.
I do that for my work experience, boy.
Mate, he's not at any time limit because he's not getting paid.
he's actually a really good kid, and I'd recommend anyone that's out there that's got a little bit of a business, don't be scared to touch base with your high school, because there's a lot of kids out there that don't know how to approach a business and get onto an opportunity, because a lot of businesses say, oh, sorry, mate, when they do go to apply for jobs, sorry, mate, you've got no experience. But you don't get experience until you've actually had experience or tried something. So,
yeah,
that's something worth doing. Plus, you know, like James, you could if you got, say, 10 or 15 of them and one of your apprentices to supervise them, you know, you could get another roof on each week and it cost you next to nothing.
So, but that's a work hack, isn't
it? Get Heidi just to get private health for one person, and then whichever one gets injured, plug a bit.
Yeah, I reckon if you had another 10 high school kids working for him, you could afford private health. Hey, so what? So in all seriousness, though, basically, what do you do now to follow that up, like with the work experience? Do you go back to the school, or where's that at?
Yeah, so he's obviously finishes at the end of this year, but what I've been doing is taking him into different businesses that I know. So I've taken him into a couple of welding shops. I took him into the Minerals Council recently to do a job, and while we were there, the CEO of Grange Resources, Ben Maynard, was there, and another guy, Raymer Stogel, he's the CEO of the Minerals Council, they were there. And we were just having a quick chat, and Ben spent 5 minutes talking with this kid. This kid was that chuffed when he left that someone would take the time to talk to him that was at that level. But, these kids need opportunities. It just takes business people just to reach out and go and touch base with them.
So was you there? You were obviously there with your work experience kid?
Yeah.
With blisters all over his hands. Sweat like a pig.
I just talked to this kitty. If you were basing in steamy, I got out of that.
I charged him.
I reckon that's why he was talking to the kid.
I'm wondering why he was talking about it so long. Oh, shit, he's with Basie.
The thing, the joke's on them, though. The more he talked to him, the more I charged. I owe him $75 an hour.
They probably just wanted to give him a drink and rehydrate him a bit. exhausted. The poor kid was exhausted.
I enjoy picking him up. He's got a few social issues. He doesn't really talk much, but I've managed to loosen him up a bit. And I took him into the Seabrook one afternoon and fired about six schooners in with him. Losing up then.
And dropped him off back at school.
I've taught him how to drive, and I just say to him, keep the engine running.
I notice we're all on the buttons brewing tonight, I'm certainly onto the pale ale. I don't know about you blokes, but
I've got the full beer palate.
Very good drop, and again, another a sponsor that's jumped on board, which we're really excited about, because Buttons Brewing, what a perfect combination for Better Off Dad.
It's pretty good.
So they're in Ulverston. They've got a major release coming up. So on the 10th of September, they're releasing the Sea Spray Session Ale, which is the new beer, all ready for summer. So I'm looking forward to that one. Josh, who's the brewer and director at Buttons Brewing, has been awesome this week, jumping aboard. So
maybe we could all catch up like buddies and go to Buttons one afternoon. I promise I won't do what I did last time.
Yeah, no, sorry, Mike. We won't be doing that, mate. That was embarrassing last time. Nah, we can't take you out. We cannot let that happen again, Mike.
It's embarrassing.
Again. You're going to end up in jail.
It's time for Shannon's Classic Aussie Dad Joke.
It's that time again. Back into dad joke. I don't know if anybody caught the last episode when we did have Kurt Gidley on, but I would say they were the two worst jokes you've had so far since the show's been running, Shannon. So I'd say your form is not red hot.
Oh, well, the thing was, I was reaching out to our New South Wales, Queensland audience, who, well, they would have been pissing themselves, absolutely.
Which we just lost.
Yeah, oh, sorry about that. Sorry to the New South Wales members, but Queensland were definitely laughing. The Martin Bella joke was outstanding. But bear with me here for this one, boys. Like, hopefully I deliver it well enough. But, well, actually, it's not really a joke. It's a real thing that happened. So I went into the optometrist during the week and just to get my eyes checked, and he's one of our listeners, actually. His name's Pedro. He's the local optometrist, and Pedro said, we had James in here earlier in the week, actually, and I'm checking his eyes there, and I've just said to him, look, James, you're going to have to stop masturbating. And James said to Pedro, why, is it making me go blind? And he said, no, it's just really awkward for everyone here.
Not bad. That's one of your better ones, actually. One of your better ones.
Oh, beauty.
I wouldn't say it was great, but it was, yeah, not bad.
Yeah. All right. I'll take that. What do you think, Joe? Oh, sorry. How'd you go anyway? Did you get glasses?
Yeah, no.
No.
Give me nothing.
Leave them laughing. That's what I say. Okay, so this one's just more of a bit of a dad's joke, a proper dad's joke. So my wife's really mad at the fact that I have terrible sense of direction. So I packed up my things and right. It's good. It's good, and you know it.
Was that you and Luca? Yeah, got to that.
You were going so well. You were actually
It's good.
You were going so well.
Oh, shit.
I almost put down two ticks for this week, but...
I'm going to frank the tank my way to bed up the stairs, I tell you.
Last weekend, fellas, I had a pretty interesting weekend. I had my son's 18th birthday.
Oof.
Yeah, so I went to the 18th birthday, which is the first one I've been to for a while. I put a post up on Instagram and said the same thing. It's the first weekend I've been invited to first 18th I've been invited to for a while. And a mate from work made the little comment about, yeah, you creep or something like that. But
when you say invited to, you've just turned up to a lot, but that's the first one you've been invited to.
Yeah, first one I've been invited to. So I went to the 18th up in Launceston. So very interesting night. But I said to the young bloke, he turned 18 on the Thursday, and the last thing I said to him on the he turned 18 on the Thursday. So the last thing I said to him on Thursday night, I said, "Mate, I know you're tempted. You just turned 18. I know you're tempted probably to go out and have a big night, but just remember, don't have a huge night on Friday night because you've got your 18th on Saturday night. You don't want to be hungover. You'll have your family and your mates and that all there, and you want to have a good night.
It's very
just
rich.
Keep it a little bit." Very rich. But I said, just keep it a bit low key. Go and have a few drinks, but keep it low key. And anyway, I hadn't talked to him on the Friday until we got to the party on Saturday night, which was about 6:30. And I saw him and the eyes on him. I said, mate, I said, you did not listen to a word that I said to you on Thursday, did you? And he's sitting there grinning away. I said, what time did you get home this morning? And he got home about 6 in the morning from his early Friday night he was going to have. But he was backing up and he was pushing his way through it, was trying really hard. But they're a little bit different, the old 18th they used to be. I don't know about you boys. You boys would have been to a few 18ths back in the day.
I went on 21st only a couple of months ago, so, and was best on. So anyway.
They do it a little bit differently. I remember, going to my mate's 18th back in the day, and what you would get, you would just get like 17, 18-year-olds just turn up and just drink themselves into an oblivion for the first couple of hours, and then there'd be tears and there'd be fights and everyone would just go home, probably be able to home by about 10 or 11 o'clock. But they do it all a bit differently now. Well, they get there a bit late.
A couple of my mates turned up and handed me a pig's head from the abattoirs with an apple in it. So I walked around with this severed pig's head for my 18th. My nan was horrified.
I'm glad I missed that one. I don't regret missing that one, Shannon.
I got some really weird gifts.
Well, It sounds like it.
Not much has changed.
You're the weird gift that keeps on giving. To be completely fair,
I like to.
But what they do now? I do a lot of regifting. So we're there for most of the night. It's mainly just family, and I said, "Oh, where's all Jesse's mates? So there's not too many here. What's going on here?" And then a little bit later, about 10 o'clock, whoosh, they all came bouncing through the doors, and all sort of started about there, and it all sort of finished about there for me. So okay, so things are going well, guys. Happy with the way the show's progressing each week. We're getting some loyal listeners coming through now. What's also happened too, we've got a few guests that are starting to pop up, and so getting a little bit of interest there, along with a couple of sponsors and that. So things are ticking along just nicely. Shannon, I'll put it to you. I wonder, is your mate Tim Payne missing the boat? Is he missing it here? Is he just going to be too late jumping on where we're too busy?
I'm as disappointed as anyone, Nathan. Yeah, look, I think woe to him. Hard luck on him. He's the one missing out.
He's missing out, isn't he?
Yeah, okay. So he's just dropped his new SEN Hobart with friggin' Jack Rewalt, but he's missed out on where the numbers really are. Well, who's going to listen to that?
I think we'll eventually get him, won't we?
We haven't given up.
I'll tell you what, we've sent him a very nice bottle of Pinot. We've loosened him up a little bit there.
With $26 of express post attached to it about 4 weeks ago.
We're probably going to save a little bit of money on the postage.
It's definitely going to happen. I've just got to get to Hobart because we're going to do it in one of my mates' trophy rooms. So we're trying to tee it up where we can all sort of sneak down and do it all in person. That's the plan.
Do a live show. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. We've got another guest lined up for next week, which we'll announce in a few days. Very funny guy. Looking forward to having a bit of a chat with him. So it's all starting to happen a little bit. I hope we can fit Tim in, to be completely honest. That's kind of where we're at. It doesn't happen.
There's plenty more fish in the sea.
Especially if we can get somebody that really appeals to the Japanese audience. We may have to go down that way.
Yeah. Well, one of our listeners has got a lot of TikTok followers. He grows grass, Josh Whitehouse. We might have to get him on.
When you say grows grass, you want to elaborate on that a little bit further, or?
But there's a TikTok that's big in Asia, so that may be our ticket to the Asian market.
All right, fellas, I reckon that's got us about wrapped up for tonight, unless you've got anything else.
No, I'm all good.
Once again, just a big shout out to our sponsors, Buttons Brewing and Bruce's Cafe in Wynyard. Get around those two local family-owned businesses. Big shout-out to those guys. But big thank you to you again, Mike.
Bye, guys.
That's about us tonight, fellas. See you, boys.
See you, James. Go and have a cuddle.
Please subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on and leave a review. Please be nice.
Thank you for listening to Better Off Dad.